Brothers and sisters in Islam, it's a delight to see you all here, mashallah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayati zamanun ala ummati. There shall come a time upon my ummah, upon my nation, upon the people who follow me, upon the people who believe in me. They call themselves Muslims and believers. My ummah, when their prayers are not prayed correctly, and when high buildings spread in every place, when people swear in the name of Allah a lot about everything without fulfilling their oath, people curse each other a lot, bribery and adultery prevails, people neglect the hereafter in order to buy the luxuries of this world in exchange for the hereafter. So people become materialistic. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ذَلِكَ فَالنَّجَاةَ النَّجَاةَ. If you see this happening in your time, then seek refuge. Find a solution to get away from all of this. It's not an easy solution, but you need to stay away from all this. In one other hadith, a man said, Ya Rasulullah, what is seeking refuge? How do I seek protection? What do you mean by that? And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave an expression like this. He said, by adhering to your house and keeping your mouth shut and hold your tongue and hand from doing unlawful until death comes to you. There's going to come a time even worse than this one, brothers and sisters, where a person becomes so confused about what is happening in the world, so deluded by everything that they see and hear, that they're not going to know what to do and where to go and who to stand with, except to stay away from things, even if they mean sitting at home, abstaining from all of this, because there's not much they can do anymore. They want to do good, but where do they go? They want to avoid the bad, but it's all the way, all around. I heard a lot of young people say to me now, why does Islam say everything is haram, haram, haram? This is not true. Islam does not say everything is haram. But when there's so much haram around us and corruption, Islam looks like it's forbidden everything. But because we live in a time where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that sins will be taken lightly and that modesty will be very invaluable, which leads us to that human life becomes invaluable. Human life becomes invaluable. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all these hadiths can be found in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari, and Tirmidhi, and Abu Dawood. These are called the six books of hadith. Ibn Majah and Nisa'i. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us prayers are not prayed correctly. People pray without really meaning to pray anymore. Their five daily salat are done in a hurry, in a rush, with neglect. No importance is taken to them. If money comes in the way, the prayer is lost. The prayer is delayed. If a boy wants to meet a girl to chat her up, and it's time for salat, he'll ignore the salat. If there is something of worldly benefit to them, the salat becomes the last thing on their mind. One brother said to me once, brother, I don't pray Jumu'ah because I work. He said, have you tried to seek time off? He said, no, because Islam says to me that I have to look after my family. The response to that is obvious. If it wasn't for Allah providing you with this family, you wouldn't have a family aslan in the beginning. When you turn away from Allah and become ungrateful to Him and rely on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah describes this type of family like the family of the spider in the Quran. The family of the spider is very weak. It falls apart. It's not stable. Then he said, high buildings are spread everywhere. This hadith also comes in a different manner. When Jibril alayhi salam once entered, he sat as a man. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says, we saw this man enter one time. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam was sitting with us in the masjid. And this man who entered, he had a very black beard with very black hair and a very white thawb, clothing. He did not look like he was traveling because you couldn't see any dust on his clothing. And none of us knew him. So who was this man? They didn't have aeroplanes in those days and cars to travel very quickly. And he sat to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very respectfully. He asked him several questions. And the last of the questions he asked him was this. متى الساعة? When is the last hour? And at every time he would say to him, you are truthful, you are truthful. They thought, how come he's asking him questions and saying that he is truthful when he's the questioner? And then he's telling him that you've said the truth, as though he is testing him. In the end he said, when is the last hour going to come? When's the world going to end? And he said, the questioner who is asking me, or the person you are asking, is no more knowledgeable about its hour, about its time, than the questioner. Meaning, you and I don't know. I don't know any better than you. So we asked him, what are its signs? Some of its signs, when it comes close. And he mentioned two things, very important. أن تلد الأمة ربتها. When the mother, the servant of Allah, is one meaning, is probably the most likely meaning. When the mother gives birth to a daughter or son, and this daughter becomes like a boss, a master over her, as if her mother is her slave. In another hadith, Rasulullah said, when the boy, he chooses his friend closer and distances his father away. This time never existed in their days. Even among the Christians and the Jews, this didn't exist. It was a time that was very unusual to the people. أن تلد الأمة ربتها, that the mother will give birth to her daughter, who when she grows up, she acts like she's the master and boss over her own mother. And their parents, in other words. وترى العال رعاء الشاتي يتطاولون في البنيان. And you will see the destitute, barefooted Bedouins who are sheepherders, or they are shepherds. They will be building very high towers in the sky, skyscrapers. Today we see this, many signs of this everywhere. The Bedouins are actually today in the Emirates, places like the Qatar, now they're actually competing in this. يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ means that they will be competing in making high towers. Who will make the higher tower than the other person? So materialism and technology becomes the main motive of people in competing for. And if you look at society today, you will see that when people say we are an advanced society, we don't live in the caves anymore, what they're trying to tell us is that now we are more intelligent. With what? What are we more advanced in? Rasulullah said, يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. They'll be competing about who can make the highest buildings, high-rises. Meaning they'll compete with their technology, with their sophisticated engineering and building. What is so special about an advanced society who knows how to build machines or buildings, or send satellites into space, or build rockets, or build atom bombs? The only thing I can think about is to kill people, to destroy the poor, to show off in worldly possessions for mere greed and power, of the way that Iblis used to show to Adam when he said, I am better than him, you created me from fire and you created him from soil, and I will lead all of them astray and make them go into hellfire with me. Same thing. So we'll be competing with technology. But as for modesty, as for character, as for trust, as for family, as for worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as for justice, as for leadership in justice, looking after people, as for value of human life, of children, looking after the orphans, the poor, the needy, the destitute, all of this will be lost. No one will be thinking about it. In fact, let me tell you something. In America, there was an article which wrote that in America, they make $50 billion on pharmaceutical products, on medicine alone. $50 billion on medicine. What does this mean? What is happening to the world? $50 billion annually of profit on medicine. These are people who are getting ill and sick. Are people getting more sicker and ill? Are there people pumping in these diseases? Are people denying medicine to these people? Why are they making the medicine so extremely expensive? We hear about cancer patients, and we hear about all these other types of patients in this severe illness, leukemia, juvenile leukemia as well. All these children who are dying of these diseases that have just popped up suddenly, and then we find that medicine cannot be afforded. A brother said to me, who has cancer, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure him. I'm coming to a point. He said, I went to the St. Vincent's Hospital, and over there they gave me this special medicine for my leukemia to treat me, to manage it. He said, this special medicine works in managing it and relieves me of pain. But for 1 week's supply, it cost $3,500. I had this subsidy, you know, Medicare subsidy, which only required me to pay $35. But then they stopped giving it to me because they said the government cannot afford to pay for the medicine anymore for its people. So they went to a lesser medicine, and people are dying. Innocent people are being killed because medicine is too expensive. People are after capitalism just to make money and more money and to climb high and rise high. And I'm not saying this is the Arabs, I'm saying it throughout the world. 70-80% of people are surviving on about 40 cents a day. What is happening to the world we live in? Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, people will compete for worldly possessions, for technology, and they will say, as though he is saying, society will base its advancement on their technology. Whatever happened to the morals, justice, equity, treatment of others, the rights of others, modesty? This is what values a society, not how nice you can make things and kill people with it. Rasul ﷺ said, people will swear oath by Allah on false things. So you come to buy, and people will use the religion to convince you to buy their product by swearing by Allah's name it only cost them this much, for example. By swearing by Allah's name that this is what happened to them. They will try to take money off you and call it in the name of donation and charity, and swear by Allah that they are poor. Swear by Allah that there is no, you know, an orphanage they're going to build. Other than brother Abu Umar, who is going to call you today, honestly, to build an orphanage in Syria, inshallah. Rasul ﷺ tells us that they will curse Allah, la'an. And Rasul ﷺ said, people will curse their own fathers. They said, ya Rasulullah, who curses his own father? He said, there will come a time where people will curse, you will curse their father, and so they will curse your father in return. So what is the meaning of this? It means that people no longer value parenthood. People no longer value the relationships of people with others. They'll wipe them off, they'll curse them, they'll have hatred. People will only think about themselves. Rasul ﷺ tells us that bribery and adultery will prevail. Prevail. You know what prevail means? Yafsha. Wa yafsha zina. Wa rasha, which is bribery. Yafsha means to prevail, meaning it becomes the norm everywhere. And he even said that there will come a time where a person will be walking down the street and they will see a man and a woman committing acts of adultery and fornication before everyone's eyes, not afraid of the criticism. And they will say, well, at least you could have just moved aside so that we can walk past, you know. Just make some room. It's okay what you're doing. It looks cute, but we just want to walk. That's all, you know. But keep going. Subhanallah. This means that modesty and morality dies out completely throughout the world, whether they are in the Muslim lands or the non-Muslim lands. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to talk too much about what is happening there. But if you do your research, you will find that in both worlds, I don't want to name countries so that I don't sound racist, but it is happening double, triple. Tourists go from Western countries to these particular countries in order to have a great time with their lust, temptations, alcohol, and so on and so forth. It's happening. Adultery becomes so prevailed that husband and wife divide and they divorce, and children become, you know, to sort of live on their own, and morality is gone because they cannot control their lusts, and people will be afraid of getting married because they don't want to commit. They cannot control their desires. The man still wants to sleep around, the woman wants to sleep around. Nowadays, it's very difficult to find someone to identify you as a husband and wife. They say partner. Is this your partner? People are afraid to say husband and wife. Why? Because hardly anyone wants to get married anymore. So they say partner. Oh, we respect the fact that you don't want to get married and commit and value that partner. People neglect the hereafter in order to buy commodity from this world. They sell the hereafter for this world. And this is when a person neglects their worship, neglects the hereafter, and they focus on what they can see only in this world. Their clothing becomes extravagant. Their food, they live to eat. Their coffee, they live to drink coffee. They love to display themselves with their ornaments only to show off their beauty to the people whom they're not meant to show it off to. Yani the men and the women, they begin to display themselves in front of the opposite gender and forget about their wives and their husbands whom they should be sharing this beauty with. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw in hellfire. Brothers and sisters, I'm just quoting the facts. I'm not trying to put anything on anyone. Just the facts of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke out of sorrow and sadness about the future of what will happen to his ummah. Because when he was in his last breaths, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his ummah, please, I have left you on the clear white page. Its day, its night is as clear as its day. Do not swerve away from it. Today I have perfected your religion. Today I have, and he recited Allah's verse, today I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and am pleased with Islam's submission to God as your religion. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Allah, bear witness, I have informed. He was sad. What is he saying? I saw in hellfire a group of women, for example, whom I've never seen the likes of before, meaning of the future. They are dressed but undressed. They walk in a seductive manner. Ma'ilat mumilat. And they do fashions upon their heads in a type that attracts attention. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, this is something of the future. He's never seen the likes of before, not among the Romans, the Byzantines of his time. He did not see them among the Persians of his time. He did not see them among the Mushrikeen of his time, or among the Muslims of his time. This is something which the humans begin to do, at large, Muslim, non-Muslim. And he said, among my ummah, from my nation, subhanallah. And how often do we find young people imitating and copying who? Celebrities. Where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did tell us that there will come a time when upon my ummah they will begin to follow them step by step, foot by foot, that if they were to enter the hole of a lizard, they will follow them. حَتَّى وَلَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ضَبٍّ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ قَالُوا الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَ فَمَنْ. They said, O Messenger of Allah, do you mean that we will be following step by step the customs and traditions and morals of the Christians and Jews of that time? He said, yes, who else? The Romans will be the largest in number and power and influence. This is a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. You find it in Sahih Muslim, that the Romans in those days used to call them Ar-Rum. Ar-Rum, you know, means today something like basically the Europeans of today. That they will be the larger amount, they will have the most influence on people, such as Hollywood, such as, you know, Britain and France and all those other places. They will have influence on people, on my ummah, he said. And you will follow them step by step. Some things are good, but majority is bad. Their customs and morals. What do we see in our young people? Whether they are in the Arab countries or outside, in the Muslim countries or outside, in the Western countries or beyond it, the Muslim youth, look at them. What kind of things do you like to dress in? What kind of people do you imitate? Who do you really want to be like? Really? And don't fool yourself. Who do you really want to be like? And then some of them feel guilty today to the point where they try to justify things like that the Prophet ﷺ has forbidden and turn it into a religious thing, such as tattooing. I've seen young people tattooing now on themselves ayat of the Quran, the name of Allah. And they say, you know, I've tattooed it because I want my Lord to know this is who I am, this is my identity. But they don't pray. They're drinking. They're out neglecting themselves, staying up all night, neglecting their salat, neglecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They probably even break their fast in Ramadan. What is this? Copying and imitating the wrong people. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, he said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ السَّاعَةِ كَقِطَعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Before the end of time, you will see this prevailing sign. What is it? There will be afflictions, trials, tests of hardship. Afflictions that are like smoke filling the air, darkness with dark clouds above you, and it will weaken the heart of a person just like his body weakens. In the morning he is a believer, and by the evening he becomes a disbeliever. And in the evening he is a believer, and by the morning he is a disbeliever. So much fitan, confusion, deception, lies. A person in the evening is a believer. By the morning, they went on the internet and it confused everything about their religion to the point where they become atheists. They become something other than their own religion. We live in this time today.